enough for her to overhear a conversation between him and Mr. Bingley.
"Come, Darcy, I hate to see you standing about by yourself in this stupid manner. You'd much better dance."
"I certainly shall not. You know how I detest it unless I'm particularly acquainted with my partner. Your sisters are engaged, and there's not another woman in the room whom it would not be a punishment to me to stand up with."
"I would not be so fastidious as you are," cried Bingley, "for a kingdom. Upon my honour, I never met so many pleasant girls in my life as I have this evening."
"You are dancing with the only handsome girl in the room," said Mr. Darcy, looking at the eldest Miss Bennet, Jane.
"Oh, she's the most beautiful creature I ever beheld. But there's one of her sisters sitting down just behind you, who's very pretty, and I dare say very agreeable. Do let me ask my partner to introduce you."
"Which do you mean?"
Turning round, Darcy looked for a moment at Elizabeth, till, catching her eye, he withdrew his own and coldly said,
"She's tolerable, but not handsome enough to tempt me, and I'm in no humour at present to give consequence to young ladies who are slighted by other men. You'd better return to your partner and enjoy her smiles, for you're wasting your time with me." Mr. Bingley followed his advice. Mr. Darcy walked off, and Elizabeth remained with no very cordial feelings towards him. She told the story, however, with great spirit among her friends, for she had a lively, playful